Welcome back, 3:37, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Jennifer Harper from Inside the Beltway. Hello.
Hi, Andy.
Obama and GOP senators, what they may dine on tonight. Oh, that's right, Obama's going to dinner with some lawmakers.
Yes, this is sort of a whole last-minute thing. We certainly had a snappy account of that at the Washington Times online at WashingtonTimes.com. And I've done a little research. For those of you who don't know, President Obama has invited five or six senators, Republican senators, to have a little dinner with him at the Roosevelt Hotel tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The Roosevelt is about a couple blocks north of the White House. Pretty swank place.
I thought it was at Jefferson they were going to.
Is it the Roosevelt or the Jefferson? Oh, it's the Jefferson. I'm sorry. You know, it was Lanny Davis that had something at the Jefferson. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It just was confusing to me, and believe me, I'm easily confused.
Yeah, well, I'm easily confused too, because I was expecting it to be Snowmageddon, and I put on my cool boots and Snowquester,
yeah.
And where did it get me? Anyway, okay, he's going to the Jefferson.
Okay.
And the lawmakers that were invited, John McCain, Susan Collins, mm-hmm. Tom Coburn, Richard Burr, and Pat Toomey, and...
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, could be some interesting discussions. But interesting, too, is what do they eat at these dinners?
Well, you know, and what does it cost? What are we paying for that?
Well,
do we know?
I did a little research about the main restaurant, yeah. The Plume,
mm-hmm.
at the Jefferson, and the prefix menu. Is that how you pronounce that? Or is it fixé?
The
hoop-de-doo menu
is
like $85.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
And... coffee is $6.
Right.
And then you can get a tastings menu.
Right.
$110.
Right.
You can have classic wine experience at $195. But some of the dishes involve rabbit charcuterie.
Oh, I love rabbit.
Lobster thermidor.
Mm-hmm. I like lobster thermidor. That's
pretty
good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so they're going to have all this fancy food, and it's going to end up, at the end of the day, it's going to cost, I don't know, well, probably a couple grand.
Yeah.
You know, by the time
you have to rent that space out.
Yeah, right. So, okay, so they're going to throw some money at it. And, of course, a lot of people didn't get to take the White House tour today because we're out of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It really is amazing to me, you know, how this country works. Why not just have them over at the White House? You already have chefs there.
Yeah.
You know, come on over there. Have the chef fix up, you know, whip up some cheeseburgers or something.
Yeah, hamburgers would be good.
Exactly.
Or go to Five Guys anyway.
Yeah. You know, what is this for? This is all show, no go.
Oh, Medallion of Colorado Lamb,
oh,
Andy.
Who cares?
With eggplant caviar.
Yeah, really.
Okay, foie gras. All right, I'll get it.
You know what?
You're
better off the cheeseburgers.
I'm telling you, I'm so classy.
Michelle Obama, 2016. Uh-oh. Here comes the poll. You got to be kidding me.
No,
someone has actually done a poll as to whether or not she should run.
Well, it's not exactly.
Oh, it's a
we
Senate
talked.
Run.
Well,
is that what
we
that
talked
is?
About this before. There is a bumper sticker out there on the streets of Washington that says Barack 2012 and Michelle 2016.
Yeah,
and
right.
A lot of folks are commenting she has become very, very high profile. What with the Oscars and so forth and so on. The newest incarnation of the Let's Move campaign, et cetera, et cetera. So, along comes a big fat ball from Harris, the Harris poll, talking about Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of interesting numbers here, but the most interesting, I think, is that 46% of Americans overall say that Michelle is more popular than her husband, President Obama.
Well, not the other day, not with her Let's Move campaign, you know, screw up. You heard about that, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Where 6,000 little school kids, elementary school kids, were made to wait in line for 3 hours and then participate in the program with her for an hour and then wait 3 more hours to leave, and they were not allowed to have food or drink.
Oh, dear.
6,000 elementary school kids. One elementary school teacher in Chicago, of all places, actually spoke out against it and said, you know, she, Michelle Obama, said no food or drink for these kids. So, and she never addressed the kids. She only addressed the media.
Oh, dear.
So I don't think that sits real well for Michelle Obama right now.
Yeah, well, anyway.
And I think it's silly to even consider her, even to consider her as a presidential candidate or even a Senate candidate, because I heard that being pushed around.
Well, they were asked, the respondents were asked about her job performance.
Yeah.
Job performance as First Lady. 65% gave them a positive review, gave her a positive review. 33% of Republicans gave her a positive review.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, Jeb Bush mania for now.
Yes, for now. I mean, Jeb Bush came out with a book, and buzz is shrill. He had all kinds of headlines coming out about, you know, he is a son of a president, the brother of a president, the spouse of a Latina.
And no shot of becoming a president, the way I see it.
Well, this is very interesting, Andy. All the headlines yesterday is, can Jeb Bush save the GOP and end its emerging civil war?
Okay,
that came from the Daily Beast.
Hang on.
Yes.
Think about this.
Yes.
Just think about this for a second.
Okay.
Who is a presumptive nominee for the Democrats in 2016? Hillary Clinton? That's what we're hearing, right? Do you think if you matched up a Bush versus a Clinton that the Bush would have any shot?
The Bush.
Do you think? I mean, seriously. Do you think Jeb Bush would have any shot running against Hillary Clinton? Now, be honest.
Well,
no, of course not.
You know, among these headlines is Jeb Bush the Republican's Hillary Clinton. That's from the Christian Science Monitor.
There is no shot that America is going to vote in another Bush for president. Seriously, there is no shot. He may as well just pack it up and go back to Florida.
Well, I don't know about all this. He's got lots of buzz, positive and negative. He did. His book is called Immigration War: Forging an American Solution.
Yeah, he just flip-flopped. In 24 hours,
he
flip-flopped.
Yes, he did.
You know, so I mean, the guy is, you know, go home.
He.
You know, seriously, I'd tell him that right now. If he were sitting in your seat right now, I'd say, Jeb, give it up. Come on. You know, father had a rough time, could only do one term. And, I mean, the man had a 90% approval rating and still lost to Bill Clinton. Okay? At one point, he really did, you know, during the Gulf War.
He might be listening to you, Andy, because he's at the National Press Club today.
Well, that's fine. I hope he is.
Listen to this.
He'd be the only person, you know?
He's going to the Rogan. Look, you got me all in a whirl. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library on Friday. This is on the book tour. And, you know, things will die down for a little while. But when CPAC dawns in another week, remember that Jeb Bush is the keynote speaker.
Yeah,
for the
I hope I get to talk to him. I hope
for
I do.
For the Ronald Reagan dinner.
I hope I get to talk to him when I'm down there broadcasting live, because I'm gonna point blank tell him.
Go home.
You know, what makes you,
no,
I'm gonna
go
say,
home?
What makes you think you could possibly win the presidency after, you know, especially going up against Hillary Clinton?
Well, he's,
no,
he's a two-term governor.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't know. Well, it may. It might in some people's books. People think, well, he's got hands-on experience.
I'm tired of all these
candidates.
I want a real candidate.
Who is the real candidate, Andy?
I'm not telling you yet. It's a secret.
Oh, okay.
But I will let you in on it, all right? Washington Monument ploy. Revisited. What's this?
This is very interesting. This is coming out of the great state of New Hampshire, of all spots. And a gentleman who used to work here long ago, his name was Jim Adams. He was the chief of staff to a couple postmasters generals and so forth and so on. He's now a contributor to something called the New Hampshire Journal, which is always an interesting little read. And he was pointing out that back in the day, this is in the late 1980s, every time Congress would reduce the budget of the District of Columbia, the liberals would resort to Washington Monument Syndrome. Instead of reducing the redundant overhead position, they would close the Smithsonian Museums and the Washington Monument. And he's pointing out that the Obama administration is once again returning to the old Washington Monument ploy by releasing illegal immigrants from prison, cutting air traffic controllers, TSA agents, Department of Agriculture examiners, etc., and, of course, canceling the White House program.
Yeah.
Very interesting. He says this is President Obama's leadership, hurt the working folks, and make the Republicans look bad. This is a gentleman named Jim Adams. I thought it was interesting because this has all been done before.
Yep. All right, and finally today, because we're running short on time here,
yes, sir.
Bible got some epic ratings. I heard about this.
Yeah,
this is the Mark Burnett and his wife.
Roma Downey. Yeah,
this is
the 10-part or the 10-hour series, The Bible, on the History Channel. Record-breaking audience for that cable network. They drew 13.1 million viewers on Sunday. This is a series that concludes Easter Sunday. And Mark Burnett himself said, the world is watching right now, and we are incredibly humbled.
Yeah.
Nice response.
No, it is. Very good. Very good. All right, well, listen, have a good day. Fight the snow getting out of here.
Yes, I will.
Keep looking for it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Jennifer Harper from Inside the Beltway, 347, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Congressman Pete Sessions on the way in just a couple of minutes. Stay right here.